This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Friday, November 22nd. God's word for you today is engage Him. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, and it says, "Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise, and He chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful." To live a limitless life, you must engage the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you a real life story. A certain man had a wife and two daughters and will always encourage them to go to church. However, he never really went with them. So the church had a special program coming up and the girls kept prevailing on their father to attend. "Daddy, you have to come and experience God and enjoy what we're enjoying." Eventually, the man agreed to go to the church with them. At that service, after hearing the word, the man gave his life to Jesus. When he came out for the altar call, they ministered the baptism of the Holy Spirit to him on the spot. And the man started speaking in tongues. But when he got home, daddy mode activated and he began to question speaking in tongues in his mind. And he stopped praying in tongues because he felt he looked foolish. The Bible says that the things of the Spirit are foolishness to the world. Then one fateful day, this same man was kidnapped by a ritualist. By the time he came to his senses, he was lying naked on the ritualist's altar. He noticed that a few people had been sacrificed already. They did not even bind him because they trusted their powers. He saw that they were consulting and preparing whatever concoction they were going to use for rituals. Then a voice said to him, "Why not pray in tongues? At least right now you are naked on the altar of the enemy and there is nobody here to laugh at you. Why not just use it? Pray in tongues." He thought to himself, "Well, he that is down need fear no fall." So he started praying in tongues under his breath. The more he prayed, the more confident he became. When the ritualists heard him praying, they came toward him demanding to know what he was doing. As he turned towards them, they ran back. He said it was as if he had fire coming out of his mouth. The Holy Spirit can be like fire, but He is not fire. The man saw the effect his praying in tongues was having, and so he got off the altar and started chasing them, speaking in tongues. The ritualist ran away, and he was able to escape. He found his way to an express road. A good Samaritan helped him, and that was how he regained his freedom. Now, can anyone or any voice ever convince him that praying in tongues is fake or foolishness? You must engage the Holy Spirit by praying in tongues on every occasion. If you have been baptized before, I pray that you will have a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, desire Him, cry to Him, and He will baptize you. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "You are powerful, so powerful in your ways." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.